we are excited that coming up really, really soon. In fact, go ahead, let's put that up. In March 15th, 17th, we're hosting the Accelerate School of the Prophetic. The word of the Lord to this house was, we will train the trained. In other words, God was going to give to us people who are already in ministry. They're going to come here to receive what the Lord had given to this house in specific areas. One of them is the prophetic one. The other one's the apostolic, which we're going to have a school in the fall, the School of City Transformation. But this is our first school. It's March 15th and 17th. And this is a regional school. We have a church already bringing 20 people. But this school is also for you. If you have gone through the basic hearing from God class and you want to dive in to really knowing how to use the prophetic gift, not just in the church, but in the world, this school is for you. If you already are operating in the prophetic, I'm believing for a new level. I'm believing for a next level in the prophetic. This school is for you. We have amazing men and women of God who are friends of our house, and even some of our folks here are going to be teaching and training in the school. The world out there is looking for a word. We've got to start walking in the prophetic in the marketplace, in the everyday. And so this school is going to really major on that. And why is the prophetic important? Because God does his work on the earth through the agreement of his people. He's looking for a man who will intercede, who will stand in the gap, who will say, yes, Lord. I hear what you're saying. I see what you're doing. And I say, yes. Okay, and the prophetic reveals what is currently in the heart of God for a people or a nation or a time season. And when we tap and hear the voice of heaven, I'm already starting preaching right here. That sounded like an announcement, but I'm going. Okay, I'm going right now. Okay, that's it. That was the end of the announcement. I'm into preaching right now. Okay, when we tap and hear the voice of heaven and we proclaim that on the earth. In fact, I'm going to need my clicker because I'm in it now. I'm done. When we tap and we hear the voice of heaven, if we proclaim that voice on the earth, that's the first step of heaven coming to earth. That's a motto in this house. But the first step is that we got to start proclaiming what heaven is proclaiming. In 1 Peter 1:27, let me go a couple of... Okay, 2 Peter 1:21. For no prophecy has ever been made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. I like the New American Standard Bible says, we're carried and moved along by the Spirit. Yeah. So the most clear voice on the earth is the word of God. It's the logos word of God, that which is found in scripture. That is the sure word. That is the word that we can always count on. But God is always speaking. He's got some more to speak to us, some more to revelate out of even what the word of God is saying. And God is prophesying in 1 Corinthians. And he says this about in 1 Corinthians 14:3, that prophecy builds up the body of Christ. It edifies us. And this is why we're admonished in 1 Thessalonians 5:20, do not despise prophecy. And listen, in a day where there's so many prophetic words, we can start going like, we got to be careful not to despise that we're living in a day of open heaven. And God is actually open the heavens and the prophets are hearing the voice. But not just the prophets, the sons and the daughters are all prophesying the word of the Lord, because that's really supposed to be our lifestyle. I get up in the morning, I hear what heaven is saying, and I start declaring that. That's prophecy. Come on. Now, this house, by the grace of God and by his design, is an apostolic prophetic house. It is what he has moved and worked into us for years. And it's because we valued it and it is precious to us. And we've cultivated a culture where I believe God can entrust us with his desires of his hearts, because that's really it, guys. And you can know the season that we're entering into and the seasons of God by discerning what is God saying through the mouth of the prophets. What is God speaking? Because when you start to hear the same thing flowing from two or three, God's establishing something. In Amos 3:7, it says, surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servant, the prophets. What does that mean? Nothing of heaven comes to earth, nothing, unless it's first spoken to his people here on the earth who are listening, who are hearing. That's amazing. That is really amazing. And notice that it says prophets. Because when he wants to do something, He just can't keep a secret. He's like, I'm telling you, and then I'm telling you, and then I'm telling you. He's like, and then you guys start telling people. Come on. So then my people got to go like, man, God's saying something. God's saying something. And I tell you this, my spirit is popping. I wish I could just sit here and prophesy everything he told us the whole weekend. It's just my spirit is popping. You're going to hear today what the Spirit of the Lord is saying through some of the prophets in our house. And that I believe that as you hear this thing, your spirit, man, is going to start to vibrate because it's the sound of heaven. It's what Jesus is saying. It's declaring. It's a dance with the bridegroom. When he comes and he sings his song, and you see the prophetic is kind of, in a way, releasing the song of God on the earth. And we begin to move to the song by saying yes. Yeah. Saying, God, how can I enter into that? And so today we're going to have three, and I'll close it. That are going to share. Last week we heard from three of our young millennials. Come on. And they carried the word of the Lord and they released it to this house and it was awesome. It was effective and it was powerful. And today we're going to have some seasoned women in this house who are going to release the word of the Lord. Now listen, first we're going to start with Kathy Pelton. Now, a lot of you guys don't know Jeff and Kathy yet. Okay, come on, you guys stand up. And I want Kathy to come on up. That's Jeff, her husband. And they've been with us for almost 6 months now. Now, a lot of times you don't see them because what you don't know about them is that they have an international prophetic ministry. They actually travel doing prophetic ministry. And they're both prophetic writers. They have this blog. It's read by thousands of people. And God has told them to move from California to Portland because of what God was going to do. And they said, Lord, where's our house? Where's our home? She said, go to Father's house. And they said, the minute they walked in, says, we're home. This is family. And when we went out to dinner, it was like a reunion with old friends. Like we were there for hours. You know, I left a good tip. So today I've asked Kathy to just release a word. This has actually been published nationally, but this is a word that's, not just for our house, but it's a word for our nation. Now, I'm just going to ask the Lord right now. Jesus said, let him who have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. So I pray for you right now that your ears would hear, that your ears would hear and your heart would be open and that you would begin to see the word of the Lord. I speak to you right now by the grace of God that right now as you hear these prophetic words, you're going to start to see the moving of God. You're going to start to grasp it and you're going to grab a hold of that which God is doing in this hour. Amen. Kathy, come on up.
Before I start with what the Lord told me for 2018, I did want to say that before we came for worship this morning, the Lord told me he's going to restore a disconnect between what heaven knows of Jesus and what we know of Jesus. Because I saw a disconnect of it's almost like a lack of awe, a lack of the trembling of understanding what he did for us. And as we went into worship, I felt that connection. It was like a kiss from heaven that was bringing that divine connection that brings us back into the awe, back into the wonder, back into the trembling where you live. And I believe that's going to continue both in this house and throughout the body of Christ in this year. I wanted to start with what the Lord first told me was to go. He took me to Genesis 35. And Genesis 35 is when Jacob and his family, they're kind of being chased out of where they are or feeling like they're chased out. And the Lord says, go to Bethel and live there. But Jacob first says, you need to rid yourself of all foreign gods and change your garments. And so that is what I sense that 2017 was. It was a time that God had the church. He was breaking. It was a year of the sword. He was breaking with that sword. Though we were in a battle, with the things that had been attached to us that were foreign gods. They were the patterns of this world that were still attached to us. And God was using the sword. Even the sword we were battling with was cutting things off of our own lives. And as that happened, now in 2018, we are moving to that land of promise. And that is just amazing. And it, and just so you know, the work of 2017, the sword, it doesn't end. Just like you talked about the golden sword, like that doesn't end. It goes with us, but it, there's a different emphasis. There will still, I always feel like there's a remnant that goes ahead, and then they lead. And they like lead an exodus, you know, they lead people into that. So I feel as though the remnant is leading people into the new land, out of Egypt, into the promised land, and that they are going forth and they will see things fall off. There's an anointing that the remnant has, that got, has gone ahead, is now releasing upon the body. So I feel like, 2017, for lack of better terms, like if a woman has a miscarriage, they do a surgical procedure called a DNC, and that cleanses her womb. And I feel like that was what happened in 2017. Now our wombs have been cleansed. The womb of the body of Christ is ready to be filled. And I feel like we have walked into the promised land. We are in, we have walked through the door of new land. And so the Lord told me when Jacob went to Bethel, he said, the Lord told him, go be fruitful and multiply. This is a year to be fruitful and multiply. So this is the year that we will actually, the infertility, spiritual infertility of producing sons and daughters is broken off, and we are carrying now the seed of the sons and daughters being revealed, of the sons and daughters being birthed into the kingdom. There will be multiplication in every sense. So it'll be spiritual. I believe, I wrote this in my word, I believe as a sign of this, many that have gone through even physical infertility will begin to birth. And they will birth kings, those with kingly anointings. At this time, there'll be authority. Our descendants of those that are birthed in the spirit and birthed in the natural will have a kingly anointing. And so I also feel as though one of the key things, and it's been very interesting, I don't know how many of you have been watching the whole thing play out with Joel, what's his last name, Taylor, from Bethel in Reading. His little son and daughter both had, his two-year-old son, four-year-old daughter, got E. coli. The church, I have almost never seen this, where the church around the world grabbed hold of this one story and began to intercede. And the Lord had told me before this happened, watch, because the corporate voice, when we come together as one voice, the corporate authority will release the miracles, and he would give a sign. And I believe that this was a sign. And just this week, the huge turnaround in those children's life happened, and we are seeing the miracle unfold as the body has come. Not just, even sometimes we'll pray in a group together, but we kind of stand as individuals. There is something about coming into the corporate anointing and corporate voice where we hear what the Lord is saying. Together we release it. We release it as one voice and one spirit, and it carries an authority that breaks. It breaks the assignment of the enemy and releases what God intends. I also feel as though when we've all talked about this many times, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the generations will come into even there, this has been happening for a number of years, but there will be a greater understanding of how we need one another, and this will manifest in both families and in church bodies. There will be, I will look at someone older than me or younger than me, and we will understand that we need each other, and we can't do it without each other. And there will be a joining and a locking arms of the generations. And what that's going to do is it's going to release a greater authority. It will also release the inheritance the Lord told me it would release land inheritance, because often land is passed on. And when I was praying it, the Lord said, watch what the fathers have contended for in Portland as they join with the sons, and as the grandparents, what they have contended for in Portland will now be seen as we walk together, and our descendants, our sons and daughters, our grandchildren, our great grandchildren will inherit the land that has been fought for. And so this isn't just Portland, it's beyond, but I felt like the Lord said specifically declare that Portland, the inheritance of Portland, his original intent for this city will come forth, and our sons and daughters will carry it, live in it, birth their children in it, and they will steward it. So yeah, that's so amazing. And one of the keys that the Lord told me that would have to happen, and I believe that it has been happening, is the posture of Mary. When the angel of the Lord appeared to her and announced that she would carry a child, her response was, "Be it unto me according to your will." This is the only thing we need to know. When we daily wake up, when we corporately come together and we announce, and I even feel like today we're supposed to corporately announce this, "Lord, be it unto me according to your will," that we will see the birthing that brings salvation to many. The Messiah will be revealed in a way that we have not seen him revealed in the sons and in those who were called to be sons and daughters. And so the last thing is, I felt like the Lord said, get ready to see the revelation of El Shaddai. El Shaddai means God Almighty. That means the might of God is about to be revealed in this year. We will see the mighty acts of God that we have read about but never seen, longed for, made manifest. And I feel like it's like totally for where you are and what you're stewarding, like it will be made manifest, the might of God. And there will be no credit given to man. The sovereignty of God, the El Shaddai, will come and show himself faithful. And we will begin to experience, not just know about, we will experience the presence and the intimacy on a level that we have not known or that we have tasted of but never gotten to sustain. It will be the sustained, manifest experience of El Shaddai.
I feel like we need two things. We need to say, "Be it unto us." And we need to recognize the God who is foreruns in sometimes in the natural, what he's doing in the spiritual. This is Josh and Jill, and they're friends of our house, and they were not able to have children, and here they sit with their baby. This is the promise of the Lord. The Neen prophesied a word of the Lord. You will carry in your arms the child that God has for you. And there it is, the promise of God. And I'll tell you right now, you have children to birth out of here. And I'm not just talking about natural children. I'm speaking about spiritual children. I'm speaking about spiritual things that God is, you're carrying in your spirit right now. Would you lift your hands right now? And Kathy, just lead us in this prayer of just being unto us according to your word, because that's the way we get pregnant with it. Amen.
Yeah. So Father, we just right now, we just say corporately, and you can just join me, "Be it unto me according to your word." And God, we just speak that all that your word, all that you have spoken to your angels to go out and carry out your word, we invite the angels to come and accomplish your word in our lives, in our cities, in our families, in our children's children, and in those who aren't even born yet. We ask that your will would be accomplished, your word would be accomplished. We yield ourselves and we stand and we surrender and we say, as Mary, "Be it unto us according to your word."
Amen. Amen. Awesome. That's such powerful. Barbie, would come up. Barbie sent me a word, and I just felt the Lord said, this has to be released this Sunday. There are words that sort of shape and define some things for us in this season. And again, you'll see that it goes along with what God has shown Kathy, and yet it reveals another perspective. So in your spirit, come on, just listen to this word of the Lord.
I woke up on New Year's morning, and I just sat down with the Father, and I always ask him, like Steve has taught us, "Father, what is on your heart today?" And he immediately showed me this beautiful picture, and I heard him say, "Breakthrough! Breakthrough, beloved! Accelerated breakthrough! One on top of the other, on top of the other." He said, "This is the dawning of a year of accelerated breakthrough for my people, where the momentum of one breakthrough will propel them into the next, and then into the next, and the next one, nearly over top of the other one." He said, "Behold, I am doing a new thing in my people this year, and it will happen quickly." with breakthrough coming one over the top of the other until their breakthroughs propel them into a land flowing with milk and honey, lands of promise and plenty. They will come into these lands so quickly and so completely, they will no longer question my goodness. He said, beloved, this is the year when the question of my goodness is taken off the table. And I immediately saw this huge table before me with all these seemingly random objects on them, but they all had different words on them, like faithfulness or goodness or love or trustworthy or speaking. And then all of a sudden, one of the objects started to glow just brilliantly, and two angels flew in and picked it up. And just before they flew off with it, they said, hey, you want to see? And it was a jar of honey, and it said goodness on it. When they flew off, Papa continued, this will be a year when my people settled about my goodness. They will fix their faces as flint towards me, and armed with this deep conviction of my unwavering goodness, they will not merely withstand the storms in their lives, but they will blast through them and overcome. And then I immediately saw this like armada of warriors that had steel-plated armor on them, and all of a sudden it was like Iron Man. They went and it like totally upgraded and it sunk down into their skin. It became one with them. It was impossible to remove it. And then this storm rose up behind them with waves. I mean, it was just the most massive, ferocious storm you'd seen. The wind was whipping their hair. It was trying to knock them down, but they didn't move. They were fixed. Their gazes were fixed. They actually rose up taller. They grabbed their swords and they walked through. They were unwavering. They didn't, nothing could knock them. Not a single one of them got knocked down. Not a single one of them wavered until they were all the way through the eye of the storm to the other side. And then the peace that they carried completely transformed the atmosphere around them until the storm was gone. And then Papa said, this will be a year of great clarity for my people, where their discernment is sharpened and becomes so keen they will be able to clearly discern my hand, heart, and will from that of the enemy. Armed with the resolution of my goodness, my people will see like never before. And this year they will not only step into overcoming, but many will step into ruling and reigning. This is the year when my people will taste and see how good I am. And it will propel them from breakthrough to breakthrough into lands flowing with milk and honey. Behold, I do a new thing, beloved. Don't you see it?
Right now, I want you to stand to your feet. This word of acceleration, I just feel like if we just reach for it right now, it's like the Lord just showed me, like, you got skate shoes on, and there's a car going by of the Spirit, and you grab onto it, and it's like, shoo! And there's an acceleration right now into the purposes of God. Listen, Mike, you know, Mike's one of our interns, he wrote something on Facebook. He said this, I dare you, be with me for 1 week, and you will not believe in God, you will see God. And this guy calls him up and goes, listen, I got a week free. Come up here and show me God. He comes up and, you know what Mike is doing this morning? He's speaking to a whole church of snowboarders. Come on. This is the acceleration that we're speaking about. Come on, grab a hold of it. Come on, Barbie, just pray it.
All right. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the acceleration is now being released over your people as they grab a hold of your promise that they will no longer question your goodness. They are being accelerated from one breakthrough to the next, to the next, to the next, until it happens so fast their heads are spinning. I thank you, Father, that they will be immovable. They will be unwavering. There is no storm that can even distract them because their eyes are so fixed on your goodness. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that this is the time when you fall upon your people with power and with grace, and they move into their lands of promise and plenty. This is the year in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come on, come on, come on. All right. Amen. You may be seated. We'll close out here with Danine, and she just has a word that she's going to release. Band, get ready to come up.
Man, I was going to I had it, and then I just got overcome a little bit down there in the front row. Man, you guys, this year is the year of the testimony of Jesus. Yeah. 2017 went out like a lamb, but 2018 is coming in with a roar. And it's the roar of the Lion of Judah. And there's a sound that has been sent out across the earth, and it's the sound of the Lion of Judah. And there's a second sound that's rising up, and it's the responsive call of the saints. On New Year's Day, I felt the shift in the spirit. There was just a massive shift. And I heard him roaring. I had heard the Lion of Judah roaring for like 3 days. Like when I woke up, like when I was doing dishes, like it was just like this, you know. I would wake up and I'd hear it, and I'd go to bed and I'd hear it. And there's something that's moved in us when we hear the roar of a lion. There's something that's moved. It's something that's compelled in our spirits because it's an identification call. It's like when you think of a pride of lions and the lion roars, the pride ride roars right back saying, I am of this pride. I am of this kingdom. I am under this king's domain. There's something that happens in our spirits when we hear the roar of the lion. And this is the year where the roar of the saints comes to a crescendo when it's so loud. It's no longer just a small thing, but it's a roar of complete identification with the King of Kings and His majesty and His royal glory filling the earth. It's a roar of worship. It's a sound of worship. And I believe this year, worship is going to hit realms that we have never seen, we have never known, because there's such an identification in our spirit of who the King is and of who we are that we step into this place of complete oneness with the King of Glory. And that is what the sound is that is released across the earth. This is the year of the testimony of Jesus. This is the year. This is the year where He will be seen in every culture of, and every mountain of society. I stepped in the interview with Fred Meyer. The first thing on the news rack was The Life and Miracles of Jesus by Time Life magazine. Last year, the Lord gave me Psalm 19 in December that all the heavens, all the earth, all of creation is releasing a sound of adoration and understanding of the glory. It pours forth speech. That's the actual word. It says, without saying words, creation pours forth speech. It tells the testimony of Jesus. The signs in the heavens tell a testimony. We had Gemini meteor showers. We had things happen in December that was forecasting that the King of Kings is here. The kingdom of heaven is here, and the kingdom of heaven is near to you. And I believe that that is going to come out as the slogan for 2018. The kingdom of heaven is near to you, and the kingdom of heaven is here. And it's going to be followed by an explosive demonstration of the sons and daughters of the King displaying the glory of the kingdom. Because our roar is louder than any other roar in the earth.
Yeah.
There's lots of sound. There's lots of things happening. We hear lots of things, but there is a point where the sound of heaven overtakes those things. And this is the year where we're going to start to see the dunamis power of God raising the dead. We're going to see the kingdoms of this world be affected in their very foundations by the righteousness of Christ, because sons and daughters are in there transforming and reforming things. We're going to see wicked regimes toppled. Because God is going to take them out and place in the righteous seed. The things of this world are not what we are conforming to. This is the year of the kingdom. This is the year when evangelists rise up, because the testimony of Jesus has to go forth. It has to go forth. It has to go forth because the harvest is great and people need to know. There is a fire like we've never known before. It's all around Jesus. Now you may be looking at me like, well, I was expecting like it's going to be a year of fulfilled promises and a year of all, you know, all these things. And it is. It is to those who get a hold of who Jesus is for them. All the things in the prophetic, all the things that we declare, they don't happen without Jesus. Jesus is. The spirit of Jesus is prophecy, is the testimony of Jesus. And it's that testimony in our life that is going to change everything. The Lord highlighted specifically to me John 14:6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And there's been a lot of talk about this year as the year of the open door, and it totally is. But the Lord showed me a picture of the doorway, and it was the doorway of the cross. It was made out of the cross. It wasn't flashy, but it was there. It was hidden. It was revealed. It was available for those who would access it by faith. Jesus is saying, I am the door. I am the doorway. That changes everything. It's not some little doorway that's over here. What we are coming into, what we are passing through is Christ himself into him, into the fullness of him, into every part of him, so that we are so filled with him that there is only him being released into the earth. Only him. I keep hearing the line from John the Baptist. He must increase and I must decrease. Kathy talked about last year, we're going through a refining. We did. We became pregnant with the glory and we had to lose ourselves, our in the sense of our agendas, our motivations. They had to be lined up with Jesus so that when we came into this now season of birthing new things, it was only the testimony of Jesus that's birthed, because it carries with it a fire that cannot be quenched. It carries with it a passion that cannot be denied. Jesus' eyes burn with love and jealousy for what he's paid for. And revival will come. This awakening, the angel of harvest has already been called, but he's been told to wait until hearts burn with the same fire that is in the eyes of Jesus, which is the love, the unconditional love that will go out and pursue all he's paid for. I have to pass it off because I could prophesy for 5 hours. But I want to, can I release it? Okay. I want to just stand up. You guys stand up. Everybody stand up. I'm going to release this description of Jesus. I'm going to declare this over you. Because I believe that when I start to declare it, every heart that is prepared is going to receive a fresh revelation of who Jesus is. For every revelation, every facet of him you begin to understand, you will birth something new in the glory. I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands, and among them was someone like a son of man. He was dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing water. And in his right hand, he held 7 stars, and coming out of his mouth was a sharp double-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid, for I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of hell and of death." And there is a fire right now being released that carries the passionate love, the fiery love of Jesus. Right now, it's being released over this house. It's being released into every heart, a new revelation of who Jesus is, that it overtakes all the lies of the enemy, that the sound of his voice drowns out the sound of this world, that the things in his love cut off the things that have remained that shouldn't be there. His yoke is easy. His burden is light, but he is full of life, and he will set it for nothing less than all of us. That is what he paid for. So I release it to now. The fire of the Holy Spirit to get up, to be alive, to be consumed, to be transformed, to be renewed, to be reformed in the patterns of our mind, that we would walk according to the Spirit, boldly and with authority. We thank you, Lord, this is the year that you will be made famous. And it is our honor to make you so. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
How many pray for eyes to see and ears to hear, clarity? How many have made that prayer before? I believe that the Lord is doing that. The clarity that we see is not for the next thing. The clarity that we see is not for the next step. The clarity that we see is not for the next assignment. The clarity is to see His face. All the other stuff is byproducts of knowing Him. So I just declare to you right now, in the name of Jesus, eyes to see. Eyes to see. Open your eyes up right now and see your King. See your King of Kings right now. Look Him in the face. That's the clarity that we all want right now. That's the clarity that we declare right now over our lives. We receive that right now, Lord. Eyes to see you, to see your eyes, because we cannot help but become transformed when we see and we look into the eyes of our King of Kings. Say, I receive it right now. Eyes to see you, Jesus. Amen.
How's your spirit? Come on. You feel it? Is it vibrating? I feel like we have a choice. We heard the now word of the Lord. Do we see it, or do we perceive it, or will we settle for small expectations? Come on. I just really feel like we're unprecedented day of grace. Because of all that's been cultivated by all the intercessors and those servants of the Lord who have fought day and night, night and day to see this day come upon the earth. Come on. Come on. And here you can sit down. This is the day. This is the day the Lord is transitioning us. The Lord say, you will no longer pray prayers as requests. You will pray prayers as answers. You will declare them as though they are, like our sister Edna's in the hospital. I didn't pray, Jesus, heal Edna. I said, Edna, you're healed in Jesus' name. You will come home today breathing with your lungs wide open. That is the day that we're moving into right now. Right now, there's a faith that's coming by the hearing of the word. Come on, that's creating the reality of heaven on the earth. And this is the day of those answered prayers. And this is happening. Many of you have prayed for the unity of the saints. Let me tell you what's happening right now. Let me tell you what's happening right now. Put this next slide up. This Wednesday, City Bible has a prayer meeting every year. And suddenly they call us up and says, would you join us? This is what's happening. Sudden unity is going to break out of Portland. Prophesied by Denny Klein in 2013. So in 2014, we gathered a bunch of churches, 10 churches. We said, let's get into it. Let's see something. And we've been meeting every month and we've been praying for one another, but with this beyond, it starts with prayer, but it ends with glory. So this Wednesday night, 1512 Southwest Morrison, right over just the 405 freeway here, 1 hour prayer meeting together. Let's not speak about unity if we don't put our feet to the prayer. So be there with me this Wednesday night. Then Saturday, the 20th of January, if you're an intercessor, join us. We're going to be leading a gathering of intercessors to start to intercede for Portland 2018, where this unprecedented move of God that's happening right now in our city, where the church is hearing about that we should all get the church to become evangelists and disciplers. Come on, because the fivefold turns everyone into a prophetic voice, everyone into the feet of Jesus. Come on, healing the sick, raising the dead, going wherever we go. We're supposed to do all the works of Jesus, not just one of the works of Jesus. And one of the works of Jesus that the dearest to the Father's heart is that none would perish. And this is a city that's going to be saved in a day. And this is a movement of God going on. Grace Bible, 7:30 p.m., January 20th. Thank you so much. Let me tell you a little about Portland 2018. Next slide. Portland 2018 is a vision that Chris Overstreet had. He calls me. He said, Steve, what do you think? And I said, yes. And everyone is saying yes. National ministries from all over the place are saying yes. They're funding things. They're showing up. It's an amazing move of God, because the desire of God is that a city will be saved. Come on. We have said that this is a city where the glory of the Lord is going to dwell. Not that this does it. The unity that comes around, building come together, twerking towards the heart of God, is what releases the blessing of the Lord upon a city, so that the powers of darkness can no longer prevail, but the glory of the King is going to march through it and be seated in this place. And people are just going to know what it would be like if the God of this world could no longer blind the eyes of people to see the glory of the gospel. What it would be like? This is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about. And the unity that's happening around this thing is amazing. The first pre-event gathering for this is happening at a Lutheran church. And the Lutheran pastor's going to be sitting in the front row. Come on. And the last pre-event that we're doing, which is where we get equipped, right, to do this work of being the evangelists and disciplers and start house churches and doing everything. I mean, we're marrying everything. It's like all the streams are coming together as one river in this thing. And the last one is happening at a Baptist church. So come on. So Jesus is not leaving anybody out. The glory of the King is coming to a city. My question here this morning before we leave is, are we fit and ready for the day of His power? Are we fit to breathe the air of the glory of the Lord? Because the air that the church has mostly breathed in the Northwest is the air of skepticism and the air of small thinking. To run to the day where anything is possible, the reaper overtaking the sower, it is like before we can even, it gets out, it starts to become a reality. That's the day that God wants to bring His people into. It's the season of awe and glory, as Kathy said, of the glory of the King. What is going to really, really, really usher that in is when the church of Jesus is so in love with Jesus and is so in awe with Him that the things of this world just have no weight on us. No weight. It's time to be set apart to enter into the fullness. And so the Lord said, get the people fit to run. Live and breathe in the glory. And the scripture He gave me is Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, the angelic host, those who've gone before us, let us now lay aside every encumbrance and sin that so easily entangle us, and let us run with endurance the race set before us. And here's the thing, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Listen, we're going to enter a fast, but this is a worship fast for Jesus. This is about fixing our eyes on Jesus. Not, okay, I got to deny myself this. That's nothing. That's nothing. This Jesus that I'm fixing my eyes on. For the next 24 days, 21 days, starting next Sunday, running through February 4th. The reason I picked those days is because a lot of churches are doing that. So how about we just step in unity with that, and let's just do a fast where we are fasting. We are fasting some of the bad food that we should stop eating, right? Some of us are not fit in our bodies. We get foggy in our minds. We get tired at the end of the day because our bodies are not fit because we're not taking care of the temple. So it's time to maybe lay some of those foods aside. I'm giving a grace right now. I hate fasting food. I was like, oh, I'm going to fast TV. Whatever else I can fast besides food, I'm in. And I have this grace. I almost can't stand to look at food right now because I know it's the grace of God. We were just at a retreat going like, are we eating again? Really? This is grace. Father's saying, come on, enter into a new season. It's not just the food. It's the social media. It's the stuff that's got my attention. It's the worldly entertainment. It's all the little compromises that you know in our spirit for a long time. Holy Spirit's saying, hey, that's no good for you. And we're saying, going to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to lay it aside as worship to Jesus so that I may fix my eyes on Jesus. And so this is my question. Is He worth it? Is He worthy of it? He's not saying, oh, I see you love me because you aren't eating burgers. That's not it. That's not it at all. He's saying, are you willing to run? Get fit to run with me in this land of plenty. If the answer is yes, here's what I want. I want the band to come up. That's why I want everybody to have a bulletin. Inside your bulletin is a little card that says fit for glory. I want you to take it out. If you need a pen, please raise your hand. Because we felt that we needed to write two things down today. First of all, the things that I'm fasting as worship to Jesus. I'm saying, Jesus, I'm giving this up, not just to walk around denying myself, but the things that have my attention and my affections, I'm going to lay down till they don't rule over me. And I'm just going to lay these things down. Whatever it is. Some of us need to fast disappointments. Some of us need to fast entertainment. Some of us need to fast toxic relationship. Questioning God's goodness. For some of us, every once in a while, some prayer isn't an answer. We hear a prophetic word and we don't see it come about. Do you know there are still 200 prophetic words about Jesus that have not yet been fulfilled in the scriptures? So be patient. Because he's coming. He'll fulfill them all. He's coming, he's going to fulfill them all. We have got to get rid of this impatience and say, Jesus, I just trust in your goodness. This is a fast to take that whole thing off the table and say, you know, I'm no longer going to doubt your goodness. I'm going to trust in the goodness of God. So I want you to just close your eyes right now. Just as, Tony, you want to turn the band back up. I want you to just, right now, ask the Holy Spirit. Most of you already know what you should do. You know in your spirit what you should do. Write it down. This is, Lord, this is what I'm going to give as worship to you. Write that down on one side. Do not put your name on this card. Just write it down. Just write down. Just say, Lord, this is what I'm going to do. This is the fast that I'm doing. Some of you, it's a negativity fast. Some of you, it's a faith. It's a pursuing faith fast. And some of you, it's God is just going to show you right now. The Spirit of the Lord is just showing you right now. He's just breathing upon you. On the other side, listen for the desires of his heart that he wants you to pursue. It may just be a single thing, or it may be multiple things. But on one side, right, what you're giving is worship. And on the other side, what you're pursuing. How you're fixing your eyes on Jesus. Because sometimes there are things that align us to fix our eyes on Jesus. Yeah. And what we're going to do is that we're going to take up our offering. And we're going to put these in the offering bucket. Our staff, that's why I don't want any names. Our staff are going to pray for you twice a week for those things. Every Tuesday and Friday, we will pray over these cards. Here's the word of the Lord. If you will do this, there will become personal reformation that will result in the reformation of our city and our nation. Come on. God is going to work through a reformed people. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. So, here we go. We're going to take up our offering. This is the first offering of 2018. We're going to fast for 21 days between next Sunday and the following week. Sunday in February is what I meant by that. And then we're going to do that. But here we're going to put these cards in our first offering. This is our first giving, even of our finances to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm planting a seed for 2018. Today, I'm planting a seed for 2018, knowing that when we plant the seed in the kingdom, it comes back with the blessing of the Lord, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. If right now you need a financial breakthrough, I don't care what it is you can put in there. If it's 15 cents, and you say, okay, Lord, I'm putting the seed right now for the miracle that you have for us, because this is a season of acceleration. And this, the Lord is even saying, I'm bringing some of my people out of the spirit of poverty into the spirit of abundance in Jesus' name. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have our host, one here, and we're all going to file, and we're going to bring our offerings. The Bible says, bring your offerings to the Lord. So we're going to bring our offerings up here. I want the other one of you guys over here, okay? So one here and one there, so people can know. And we're going to file row by row, and we're just going to believe, come on, that as we give to the Lord right now, something's going to happen. Now let's make this, let's all stand together and make this proclamation. With this offering, We declare your goodness over our lives, our church, and our city. We believe this year we will experience and see a greater outpouring of your presence, love, and power. We will see hell invaded, brought down, and defeated in our city. The captive set free, the wounded healed, the lost found, as we enter into all the works of Jesus and press in to see your kingdom come. You will be done. Your glory reign. Amen. Father, we just give this to you right now. Come on. Let's, as we sing the song, let's come in row by row. Just follow up here.